From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. We are about to see round two of the Democratic presidential nominating contest. The New Hampshire primary takes place tomorrow. In last week's Iowa caucuses, Senators John Kerry and John Edwards, after trailing in earlier polls, finished 1-2.
The result completely changed the landscape in New Hampshire. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean was thought to have the big mo with his huge money advantage, presence on the internet, and legions of new campaigners. Now he's trying to regain his momentum and his footing in the Granite State. Less than a month ago, he had a double-digit lead there.
Now, virtually every poll has Kerry leading Dean, usually by double digits, although the Zogby poll released today has Dean trailing by just 3 points. If those same polls are right, then Senator Edwards, retired General Wesley Clark, and Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman are competing for third place.
Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich is thought to be trailing in the low single digits, as is Reverend Al Sharpton.
Our colleague Melissa Block spent the last few days at events in New Hampshire. Here is a sample of the pre-election swirl.
Saturday morning, the sun is shining and the griddles are hot at the Auburn Fire Department. Free pancakes and Wesley Clark. Placards are important, and you can have fun with this name. Magic markered signs read, "Go Wes, young man," "Wes is more," and my favorite, "USA." The general takes the stage in a New Hampshire-y forest green cable knit sweater, and he boasts of the fact that he hasn't run for office since he was a senior in high school, running against his best friend, Steve.
Teacher said, "Put your heads down on the desk and let's vote." She said, "Everybody for Steve, raise your hand." I had my head. I raised my right hand. She said, "Everybody for Wes, raise your hand." She said, "Steve wins by one vote." I looked at Steve. I said, "Steve, I voted for you. Did you vote for me?" He said, "No." That was my first lesson in politics. I'm going to vote for myself in this election.
John Shellman is here from Henniker. He's a longtime Republican turned Democrat wearing a button that says "Veterans for Clark." For him, Clark's military experience is a selling point.
He's got executive leadership, and the idea of running a big organization is what Army generals do. I think he's just a straight shooter, just somebody that's telling it as it is.
One young supporter gets on his cell phone and shouts, "Ted Danson's here." Danson and his wife Mary Steenburgen have hopped on the Clark caravan, and we corner Danson with this burning question. What about that top 10 list that Howard Dean read on David Letterman's show, ways he could turn things around? Number 3 was, "I can't give specifics yet, but it involves Ted Danson."
I have no idea. What was that about?
Did you see that and go?
I did. But it's the second or third time that I've been in that list and had no idea why. I think I'm considered random.
At Clark campaign headquarters in Manchester, volunteers are furiously stapling posters to wooden stakes. A beagle wanders by with a Clark sticker on his collar.
"That poor dog gets stepped on. I can't even hear him."
That's Clark's New Hampshire political director, Dudley Dudley, a veteran of many a New Hampshire primary. And when it comes down to the wire in the last few days...
It's scary. You have 1 hour of saying, "Oh, I've got to call everybody I know and get them to that event." And then the next hour you're saying, "Uh-oh, I better call them back and tell them to come earlier. They're not going to get in." And where those two lines intersect is where I would like to spend my life. But somehow it never happens that way.
Saturday afternoon, and the rink at Manchester's John Fitzgerald Kennedy Memorial Coliseum is filled to overflowing with supporters of the identically initialed John Forbes Kerry. Kerry shows off his hockey skills as he warms up for this celebrity game alongside retired legends from the Boston Bruins. The Senator's Navy jersey says Kerry 04 on the back, on the front, University of New Hampshire. A young woman asks a friend, "Did John Kerry go to New Hampshire?" "Nope, Yale." Kerry sings along to the Star-Spangled Banner, then takes the mic at center ice before the face-off.
And I couldn't help but think, as we all stood quietly listening to the national anthem and the phrase, "bombs bursting in air," I think it's appropriate to remember those who are serving in far-off places for our country who are in harm's way, and we all thank the troops.
Kerry's found
some
solid support from Margaret Witkowski of Nashua, who uses this analogy to describe the candidate.
Like an old pocketbook, you know, that some of those candidates, they put on a big show and they're cute, or they say they look good, or they have a lot of charisma or what. But he's his own person in his own way. He's got his own, you know, charisma, and he's not a show-off.
Kerry scores not once but twice in the game. Let's just say the goalie was forgiving. At a Kerry rally at a high school in Nashua, we catch up with former Governor Jean Shaheen. She's national chair for the Kerry campaign. Her sports metaphor for these final days of the New Hampshire primary?
It's sort of like the Super Bowl of politics. People really are candidate shopping. They're going from event to event. They're listening to what the candidates have to say, and they're going to make up their own minds.
Hi, my name is Cindy Lacey. I'm a volunteer with the Dean campaign.
At Howard Dean headquarters in Portsmouth, on the slim bit of New Hampshire seacoast, there's a sign on the wall, a quote from Mahatma Gandhi: first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry to
okay,
hear that.
So you're
thank you.
Going to vote for Mr. Bush. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
A few blocks away from Dean headquarters, a red-cheeked cluster of fervent Denis Kucinich supporters stomp their feet against the cold and dance to the drums as darkness falls Saturday night. A sliver of crescent moon hangs over the church on Market Square as the clock strikes five. And then around the corner comes a white school bus with a fiddle player inside, fiddling away for Howard Dean. Manchester, Sunday morning.
I really wanted to come in and say thanks to everybody in the overflow room. I know C-SPAN's having a cow because they're on live now and we're supposed to be in there. And they wonder why I'm in here. But
Howard Dean swings by the overflow room that's been hastily set up at a Women for Dean event. In fact, there are so many people here that even the overflow room has overflowed, which explains why we're stuck outside, where it's 2 degrees below zero, and that's where we corral Dean's New Hampshire Communications Director, Dory Clark.
We were just taken aback by the large turnout today. It's an early morning event. We figured that we would probably fill up the room, but not anything like this.
Hey, que pasa Hadassah, right?
Sunday afternoon, Joe Lieberman, his wife Hadassah, and his 89-year-old mother have come to American Legion post number 63 in Salem. A few dozen local residents fill a small room here, among them a young girl with a handmade sign that says, "Vote for good old Joe."
And there's a lot of Joe-mentum sweeping New Hampshire.
There are a number of undecided voters here, like Diane Paré, who is worried about U.S. troops in Iraq.
I mean, we just sent the boy next door to us just went yesterday. I'm not happy about it. You know, these young boys all happen to go, and the young men leaving, especially their families. I'm not against it totally, but I want to find out why every day two or three of our men are dying.
This morning, John Edwards started his day at a gym at Milford High School. This is a heavily Republican area, and these were almost all high school students, not even old enough to vote.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and fellow students. My name is Meg Bars, and I'm student council president, and I'm here to present John Edwards, Senator John Edwards, for Democratic nominee. So welcome, Senator John Edwards.
Edwards pledges to fight poverty and racism, to find a way for kids to go to state college tuition-free.
I know from my own personal experience, I worked when I was in college. It didn't hurt me a bit. It's a good thing.
Some of the students hold up digital cameras. Some look bored. Later, one junior says his friends thought Edwards was awesome.
Thank you all very much. Get involved. One day left. Thank you for being here. Thank you.
Melissa Block, NPR News, Manchester.